Hello and welcome to the Ripple Podcast. This is your host, Crypto Bobby, and today we are talking about XRP going to the moon, up 80%+ in the past few days, absolutely rocketing on the back of incredible banking partnerships, just crushing it across the board and ushering in a new alt season. Actually, I'm just kidding. What's up, everybody? It is Crypto Bobby. Hope you are having a great day, great night, wherever you're watching in from. And one thing that you can't kid about is XRP, or Ripple, as some folks like to call it, is absolutely crushing it right now. Like, literally, holy shit, across the board, the just straight green to the moon, whatever you want to say, Ripple is absolutely smoking hot. So I want to talk about Ripple coming out across the board, killing it, and a lot of other altcoins, as well as some of the other larger crypto assets following suit as well. Pretty nice day if you have anything in the, if you're long at all in terms of crypto assets. So not the worst time to be alive when it does come down to that. Also pretty good to see the crypto market shrugging off what some might deem to be bearish tones with the ETF, as well as with a Bitcoin bug that we will get into as well in today's episode. Before we get into that, I want to talk to you guys about my friends over at LinkedIn Talent Solutions. Especially for you crypto companies out there, you know that the right hire can make a massive impact on your business. And that's why it really is so important to find the right person. But when you're trying to find the right talent, the right individual, what do? Could you post that on the job boards? Yeah, you could, but nobody's really going to actually see that job. And the people that see that are not the type of people that you really want to hire. And that is why when you're trying to find the right person who will actually help to grow your business, you do that with LinkedIn. 70% of the US workforce is already on LinkedIn. And your job is actually going to get seen by the right people. And that is because while most LinkedIn members haven't actually visited the top job boards recently, 9 out of those 10 LinkedIn members are actually open to new opportunities. So you can only reach them on LinkedIn. And that's why a new hire is made every 10 seconds using LinkedIn. Now, if you go over to linkedin.com/Bobby, that is linkedin.com/BOBBY, you'll get $50 off your first job post. Again, that is linkedin.com/Bobby to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply. Let's get into it. Ripple is absolutely, excuse me. XRP. XRP is absolutely crushing it in the past 3 days. Right now, XRP is up, I don't know, let's see, in the past 3 days, up 85%. 85% in the past 3 days, even just today since this morning. Ripple is up a cool 15% after yesterday being up, starting the day, ending the day up about 35%. So Ripple is just absolutely smoking hot. And across the board, crypto assets are doing pretty damn well. Ripple still leading the pack up today in the past 24 hours right now, according to on-chain FX, 46%, with some of the other crypto assets on-chain FX, typically between 5 to 15%. Some of the larger ones making a nice move, R-Chain up 20%, Qtum, Stellar Lumens, which traditionally follows Ripple in its movements, is up a cool 17%, 0x up 17, Cardano 16, Tezos, shout out to my Tezzies, up 15%. Pretty much across the board, seeing nice bounces. And this is pretty interesting because there has been some quote-unquote negative news that we've seen in the market for the most part. Two things we can certainly point to. Number one was a large, a very scary quote-unquote Bitcoin bug. You can see this article from The Independent that says Bitcoin on brink of collapse after, in quotes, a very scary bug discovered in code. And in that, they mentioned that, you know, anybody could have carried out an attack on the Bitcoin network. It would have cost you the low price of 12.5 Bitcoin. So for roughly $80,000, you potentially could have performed a successful attack on the Bitcoin network if you were exploiting the bug. However, the bug has since been patched. But traditionally, this is the type of thing that many times people look at as the type of kind of FUD, whether or not it's warranted, silly, whatever it might be, that might sink the market. Today, doesn't make a difference. Not really doing all that much, not doing anything to the detriment, which is nice, which is actually nice to see. And then on the other end of the spectrum, the ETF. If I have to hear about the ETF one more time, which we will have to hear about it one more time, but the ETF was delayed. The VanEck SolidX ETF was delayed by the SEC, and typically that sinks the market. I think there was a very, very short period where that did a little bit of damage, but the market quickly recovered because, as always, anyone with a brain knows that these ETFs are basically getting pushed back to kind of the maximum, basically getting pushed back pretty much to the maximum delay at this point in time. Jake Chervinsky, I don't know if I'm actually pronouncing his name right, but one of the more enjoyable follows on the ETF. I will not go through his entire tweet thread. It was kind of funny. Shout out to Jake, poor guy. He went through an entire tweet thread that I will link in the YouTube description and in the podcast notes below. But Jake went through the entire process of kind of detailing his thoughts on what will happen with the ETF, how is it going to happen, and then literally an hour after he put out this whole tweet thread, the SEC came out and basically ruined his tweet thread because they made him have a new tweet thread. So I will put those details below, but definitely worth a read. Jake is one of the better follows in the space. If you really are interested in kind of what the deal is with these ETFs. So outside of Bitcoin and the entire crypto market, it's kind of shrugging off the Bitcoin bug that was since patched and fixed by the Bitcoin Core development team, as well as the ETF kicking the can down the road, essentially. What the hell is happening? Why is XRP pumping so much? Why is basically all of crypto pumping across the board? One word for you when it comes to XRP, swell. Two more words, Slick Willie, Bill Clinton. So if you're not familiar with Ripple, they're hosting something called the Swell Conference on October 1st. So they're hosting their big company conference on October 1st. They have released a number of announcements, such as a partnership with PNC Bank, which is a large kind of national / regional bank, at least in the Northeast, that I'm familiar with. They've announced a partnership with PNC Bank, and they've also announced a couple other partnerships in the past few days. Since they've announced these partnerships 2 days ago, you've obviously seen, as I was just talking about, looking at the charts, if you're watching on YouTube, we're up 80% really since the partnerships. I said it yesterday and I didn't make a move on it. I don't have a position in Ripple. I certainly wish I did. I am hesitant to buy the top on Ripple. This could certainly keep running for quite some time, but I do think that XRP, as I've said, XRP, because they are different things. Ripple did not create XRP and there's obviously separate nodes, blah, 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 blah. But I do think that Ripple / XRP will continue to pump into the Swell conference. The one thing that you always want to be aware of is that the, buy the rumor, sell the news, buy the press release, sell the announcement. I would tend to think that you'll see a Ripple, XRP sell-off following into the conference at some point in time. It's almost like the hard fork, or it's almost like the fork scenarios where you've seen in the past where they have these, you have the Bitcoin private, the ZCL forks and all that stuff. There's this hypey run up into the forks. And then the second the fork happens, there's a massive sell-off. But even prior to, people anticipate that happening. They don't really care about getting the Bitcoin private. They dump the ZCL for profit and they go on their merry way. There's also, quite a number of people, I would say the vast majority of people, that are trading XRP right now. They don't give a crap about the announcements. They care about the hype around the announcements. And that is one of the important things to really keep in mind here. One thing that I do think is pretty interesting, and this is something that Josh McGruff posted on Twitter. It's at Josh McGruff. I'll put a link to it here as well. But it is just a screenshot of the Google Trends. And this is something that anybody could search. You could just go Google Trend Analysis, Google that, and you can put in different keywords, things like that. What he had pointed to is that the search terms for XRP and for Ripple are both up quite a bit. XRP specifically in the past month is up about 50% search volume on Google in comparison to what it has been. And sometimes I think this is a trailing indicator, but it's definitely something to keep in mind looking at some of these assets and taking that into consideration, specifically with XRP, because at least in my opinion, and I know a lot of you know that I'm pretty critical on XRP, but XRP to me is a very retail-driven crypto asset. For the most part, they all are, but like XRP is one that just, for whatever reason on planet Earth, there are human beings that are just so jacked up about banking partnerships, even though they'll never, you know, kind of use the cryptocurrency for its main intended use case, yada, yada, yada. But people love XRP. People love buying into XRP hype. It is like the XRP hype cycles are an incredible thing. And Google search terms might go to show a little bit of that. It's up, again, I've said about 50% in the past few days. So shout out to Josh for checking that out. Now, what am I looking at this point in time and kind of thinking about when it comes down to, you know, when it comes down to some of these assets? I do think we are going to see that ripple pump continue for a little bit of time here. You're still down 86% from the all-time high. So there could potentially be quite a ways to go. However, when I am looking at this, at some point in time, people are going to start taking profits. They're going to put that elsewhere. Smart traders, at least, are going to take profits if they haven't really already. Where is that money going to flow? Is that going to go back into fiat? Is that going to go back into Bitcoin or into some of the smaller cap crypto assets? Where is that money going to go to? Where is that going to flow? Where are these profits going to head to? And where does the, you know, where does kind of the volume continue to come from in these markets? On Nomix, shout out to Nomix, Clay Collins and the guys over there. But they have some pretty, I think, nice statistics when it comes down to some of this stuff. Just overall, I mean, the volume that's happened with Ripple specifically, 300%+. Almost 50% of that's coming from Binance. So if you think about that, at least in my opinion, you know, if a lot of this trade volume with Ripple is coming from Binance, and then you can also see fiat volume, it's a lot of the Korean won and USD, but a lot of that is coming from Binance and 21% about from BitHum. What if it's on Binance, where is that money going to flow to specifically on Binance? You know, that you'd think that might be somewhat of a likely scenario. If somebody's on Binance, they're trading XRP, you're a retail investor, probably listening to this podcast right now, where are you going to put that money? You just made 80% on Ripple. Are you going to put that back into Bitcoin on Binance? Is there another altcoin that you think maybe bottomed out and you could find another 80% on? Where is that money going to flow? I don't necessarily know yet. Would love to see it go into some, you know, from the larger cap altcoins like XRP to some of these maybe mid caps, start getting some crazy runs. That could be pretty interesting. But this is what I'm keeping an eye out for right now. Now, one of the last things that I will leave off with here today, which I do think is pretty funny, if you're on the podcast, would definitely recommend taking a look. It is a tweet, but this is somebody, Alex Kruger, at crypto_macro, who I really enjoy, one of the better follows, but he posted something like this. This is the type of stuff that happened in December, in January. I think it's pretty freaking hilarious. But so basically, it is a Twitter profile. It is somebody, his Twitter was at 1,000, I think it's at 1,000 or at 10,000 Bitcoin. His Twitter profile said, blockchain visionary, digital marketing expert, TRX, XLM, XVG hodler, some stuff about Jesus, CEO of whatever, his Facebook profile. And then his pinned tweet was giving away 250,000 pack coins, yada, yada, yada. Now, his Twitter profile is lover of God, universe, humanity, wife, etc. There are a lot of people, and who knows when, you know, if we will ever see a crazy run like we did, but there are a lot of people that will come in and say they're experts and say, you know, you are a blockchain visionary and that you are a hodler of whatever. This dude 1000% capitulated and has said, you know what, I am actually not a visionary because I don't even know what blockchain is. I don't even know how to describe blockchain technology. I just lost 90% on Tron and Verge, and I don't even have any more pack coin to give away because nobody even wants my pack coin. So just keep an eye out if this Ripple bump starts to cue in a little bit of price action and we start seeing some nice runs across the board. Yeah. God help us from the blockchain visionaries that come back into the picture. Always just keep an eye out for who's feeding information. I thought this was absolutely hilarious, and I think it's definitely worth, you know, definitely worth seeing who comes and who goes when these when these cycles happen, because not only is it an asset cycle, but it's a people cycle as well. You could see that across the board and all these analytics and things like that. But just kind of seeing from an individual perspective, like the people that come, the people that go in the space, it is funny to see, and also who represents themselves as some type of expert when it comes down to it. Hopefully you enjoyed this video today. Really happy seeing green finally in the portfolio, basically across the board. Still down quite a bit in the past 90 days, but hey, you take what you get, you roll with the punches, and you make things happen. So I'm excited about that. If you enjoyed this video on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button, hit the like button, would really, really appreciate that. And if you are new to the channel by any chance, would love for you to hit the subscribe button. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.